Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for the presence of the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we love you. We worship you. We honor you. We magnify your name. Lord, we're so in awe of your presence. We're so thankful for your presence. Father, we just ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you just help us, each one of us, to focus upon you right now fully. Help us to go to that place from glory to glory. Help us to see what you're wanting to do in every one of our lives. Let every hindrance be brought under the feet of Jesus. Every lying spirit be bound, be muzzled in Jesus' name. And let us say yes and follow your spirit of truth, Father. Let it be in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Open up your Bibles to the Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Over there praying and sensing the way the Spirit of God is wanting to move tonight, I'm going to follow him. And you get in here with me and let's see what he wants to do out of this. Do you recognize and realize that you know, Scripture tells you that you are the house of the Lord? So, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You're the house of the Lord. So, in the house of the Lord is all the promises of God, is all the provision of God, is all the plan of God. But tonight, as we were sitting here worshiping the Lord, the Spirit of God just impressed in my spirit that if we're not careful, we let the thing that God wants to use to show himself faithful, we allow that to keep us in a prison instead of letting it be our praise. Now, I don't know either. We're going to just follow this. We've got to see that God wants to work miracles in your life and in my life. And if we do like what they were leading us in worship, where we believe God's word, allow that to be the truth, not the facts. So you remember the old Dragnet show? Remember Dragnet? Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. Well, God don't want facts. He don't want you and I telling him what the facts are. He wants us to tell him, remind him what his truth is. His truth changes the facts. Amen? Glory. All right. Acts chapter 16, you know the story. Paul and Silas, they get thrown in prison for bringing deliverance. And let's just pick it up in verse 25. Acts 16:25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Hallelujah. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. Immediately all the doors, mark it down, all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, verse number 30, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Now notice this, verse 31. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." Hallelujah. Brother Donnie, would you pray? Yes.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Thank you all for honoring the Word of God. Glory. Now, tonight, we need to be encouraged as a blood-bought, blood-washed group of individuals, a part of the church that Jesus said that he was building, and the gates of hell wouldn't prevail against it. Amen? That's who you are. And so tonight, you may have a fact in your life or in your family's life that is contrary to what Jesus has said. Well, guess what? With the revelation of that and with the very worship that we were being led in that direction of, tonight's the night that we can allow our faith to be loose to see what God sees and to see that situation changed. Amen? Paul's in a situation with Silas here where physically he's in a prison. But what God is using, he's using this situation that looks like that it's closed off, looks like that there's going to be great trouble out of it. God brings a great miracle. So in your situation tonight, my situation tonight, that looks impossible with man, with God, all things become possible. Jesus said that, right? So here he is, Paul and Silas, in this place, and they are saying, my prison is not going to be a prison, it's going to be a praise. Yes. Glory. So I feel like in my spirit now, I don't know anything. And if anything good comes out of this service, it's for the glory of Jesus. And if anything's wrong, it's just because a man got in the way, and I don't want to get in the way. Amen? But I want to tell you that I feel like that the Spirit of God is wanting to encourage each one of us. I know that I need to hear this tonight, and I feel like there's others here as well, that we need to be in a place and a position where we do like what they were leading us in. We just worship God, and we allow that prison not to be a prison, but to be a praise. Now, you may have been doing what God wanted you to do, and everything looks like it's going wrong. Every one of us, we've been there. It seems like the more you pray, it seems like that the harder it is to get through that brass ceiling. The more that you witness, that you testify, it seems like the more that those that we're trying to reach and talk to, the more that they turn their head away and all of these things. But I want you to be encouraged tonight. Amen. I want us to know that God's Word, like we said this morning, it will not return unto Him void, that you're sowing seed and you're watering seed. God gives the increase. Amen? In due season. So we got to hold on to that. We got to trust that. We got to believe that. So here, they're in a place where they could have been very discouraged. And tonight, I know there's people under the sound of my voice, including myself, who could be discouraged for some situations that we're dealing with. But we're not going to allow the situation, those facts, to be the truth. We're going to allow the Word of God to be the truth. And so tonight, whatever might be a hindrance or whatever might be that the devil would turn to try to put you in a prison cell, let's just praise God for it. Let's praise God for His promise out of it, His provision out of it, His plan out of it. We're going to praise our way to victory. We're going to trust Him. Amen? Now, notice what happens here. Now, I've talked, as we opened up this, the Spirit of God told me to tell you that you were the house of the Lord. And in your house, there's so much more than you ever dreamed of. In your house, there's provisions of God. There's plans of God. There's the plan of God that He's wanting to bring out of you. And the only way that you and I can sometimes see it, we've got to first go through a need that causes us to open up a cabinet door, a closet, that otherwise we would have never opened. So when the devil brings trouble against you, all he's doing is bringing his own downfall. Because in your life, you have the promise that God's going to do what needs to be done as you faithfully hold and adhere to His Word. And so we see that in these scriptures tonight. Look what happens. It says that in the midst of that prison, that verse 25, that they sang praises unto God and the prisoners heard them. Now somebody tonight, you've almost gave up on somebody that you're witnessing to, somebody that you're talking to, somebody that you're sharing the gospel with. You're almost to the point where you say, I'm going to wash my hands of this, and I'm just going to go a different direction. But no, we're not going to do that tonight. We're not going to give up. I tell you, I just witnessed to you just a little bit from the truth, a situation in my own life, and I wouldn't even have thought about it if Donna hadn't brought it to my remembrance. You know, there's division in my family, you know. And so I've been holding on to some keys that I've had since I was a little bitty boy that had to do with this part of my family. I come to church to pray and take those keys off. And I say, I'm not carrying them around anymore. I'm not I've prayed all I'm going to pray. I've done all I'm going to do. I'm just going to go on to the next chapter of my life. A few hours later, Donna meets the person. First conversation in 5 years.
Wow.
Now, you think God doesn't see how far you can go? And when He sees that you've went just as far as you can go, He works on your behalf. He works on His children's behalf. And He's working behind the scenes, whether we see it, whether we understand it or not. Jesus is that key. Amen? And He gave unto us the keys. He's took everything away from the devil. The devil has no power unless I give it to him. Amen? That's right. Come on, the dominion in the name of the King, right? Hallelujah. So here we are tonight. We're in a place where they're leading us in praise to get us ready for what God's going to do. And notice what it says. It says, and the prisoners, the last part of verse 25, and the prisoners heard them. Think about this. What you're praying in the nighttime, what you're believing God for, what you're standing on, when all of hell is coming against you, when the darkness and you can feel the flickering of the very lies of the flame coming against those that you're standing in between of, guess what? God enables them, empowers them to be able to hear what you're doing. Their eyes are being opened. Whether we see it, whether we understand it or not, God is working. He's on the scene, and their heart is coming to the place where all of a sudden they've been hearing everything the devil said. Hatred's being built up. Hurt's being built up. Division's being built up. But all of a sudden, there's a whisper. There was a whisper. They can hear it. I hear somebody praising God. I hear somebody believing God. I hear somebody trusting God. And that word of faith coming out of your mouth, out of my mouth, it's being ministered by the Holy Spirit in the dark prison cell of life. Amen? And look what happens. You heard the word. It says in verse number 25, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. Come on, there's a shaking coming. There's a shaking coming to the lost. There's going to be a harvest. The lost is going to come. They're going to come out of darkness. And they're going to come to the light. Because why? Because God has bottled up every one of your tears. God has bottled up my tears. God has heard our praise. He's heard our praise in our prayer. Come on. Prayer is a perfect praise. Because you wouldn't pray if you didn't have faith. And when you pray in faith, it is a praise to God that is released. It is a sweet sacrifice. It is a scent that goes up before Him, and it shows Him, it reveals to Him how much we're trusting Him despite of everything we're seeing. Amen? And so all of a sudden, when we are in that place of prayer, there's an earthquake. There's a shaking. There's a shaking. So I believe that something's fixing to happen. Now notice what it says. It says that that earthquake caused the foundation of the prison to be shaken. Come on, the thing that has our loved ones, our co-workers, our friends, that has our community in bondage, it is not greater than the rock of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ can shake the false rock. He can shake it. He can cause things to be moved, like the Word says, where the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Come on, that's your God. That's my God. Come on, we've all got family. We've all got friends. We've all got situations and circumstances where we see them. They're bound up. They're bound up. There's a prison cell around them. There's a situation where they can never go no farther than that. Come on, you prayed, and you saw them go forward. And it looked like this is the time that they're going to have victory. And all of a sudden, they walked into that very wall. Jesus is telling you that He wants to open that door. But you've got to stand on the Word of God. You've got to stand in the place, in the position of praise rather than the place of prison. God wants to get the prison mentality out of us and get us in the praise mentality. And if He can do that, it'll change situations. Amen? You've got to believe that. What's in your closet? Come on. You've got a closet. You've got a store. You've got riches inside of you that you haven't tapped into yet. Come on, the gospel is the good news of God. The gospel is Jesus Christ Himself. Jesus is the Lamb of God. He's the will of God. And the will of God is not that any should perish, but they should all come to repentance. If we can get people to repent, they can receive the fullness of the gospel. The fullness of the gospel is not just to avoid hell. It's to have a relationship with the Father. And the relationship with the Father, as is restored in Luke chapter 15, what? It's the shoes on the feet. No more slave mentality. It's the ring that shows the authority that our brother was talking about, the kingdom authority. It is the robe of righteousness. Amen? That's what He has for everyone. But we've got to be in this place where we're not letting what we're seeing put us in a prison and keep us in a prison. We're in that situation to change it for the person. Glory. All right. Now notice this. It says that everyone's bands were loosed. Now you got to believe that. You got to believe tonight that you're praising God, that you get your mind off the band that is on your loved one, your coworker, your neighbor, whoever it is that's on your heart tonight. If we're not careful, the devil gets us to concentrate so much. Like in my situation, the confusion and the division and the anger, you know, he wants me to pray about that and just to concentrate on that and just to make that bigger and bigger. But I've got to lift up Jesus. Because when I lift up Jesus, His name, the Savior's name, changes all of that situation. And if I praise God in the midst of what looks like a prison, He said that He would break the bands. Come on, the anointing. Isaiah 10:27, God said He had an anointing that would destroy every yoke. I don't care if it's division, confusion, jealousy, pride, addiction, heartache. I don't care what it is. It's not greater than the anointing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? All right. Now notice what happens. He comes there and he said in verse number 29, then he called for a light and he sprang in and he came trembling and he fell down before Paul and Silas. He come to a place of being humbled. Because why? Because he heard the praise of God. Now, this man had oversaw no telling how many men to be beaten like Paul and Silas were. And he had heard some of the vilest cuss words. He had heard some of the wildest threats and promises he'd ever heard. But all of a sudden, here's two men that were dealt the same measure as all the others in the past. And out of their mouth, out of their storehouse, is the anointing of God to praise God. And all of a sudden, he sees something he never saw before. And he sees it in such a real manner that he sees that it causes the whole prison to be shaken, causes the doors to be open, and not one person runs away. Now, these men in this prison, they hated this guy. And his life depends upon every one of them being there, and all of a sudden, they're still there. Only God can do that. Amen? And he fell down with this humbled attitude. I'm trying to get us to the place where we can see what happened to him, where we can have that same attitude. And notice what it says. And he brought them, verse 30, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? He brought them out of the prison that he put them in. But praise did that. See, I've been in a prison of hurt. And only us praising God in the middle of the hurt, the middle of the misunderstanding, the middle of all the trouble, can we be brought out of it. But He'll do it. That's our God, amen? That's our God. And He come to the place where all of a sudden the one that put you in the prison, the one that put me in the prison, says, what can I do? What can I do to act like you're acting? To talk like you're talking? What can I do to be what you have become? Come on now. This is real evangelism. This is how the job gets done. This is the power of the living God inside of you, inside of the house of God. I am, you are, the house of God. The presence of God. The promise of God. The plan of God. The provision of God. That's you, amen? And so all of a sudden here, I want you to get into a new place now. All of a sudden, you're seeing what the power of your praise can do, and you can see how you can bring things out of your life. But then, all of a sudden, look at what happens. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And thy house. See, if we're not careful, we get so caught up in what God can do for me, that I can't see that God wants to do more than just what's on my mind and on my heart. God wants to bless you. He wants to take care of you. He wants to be a part of every part of your life, but He wants to go beyond what you can even think of. This man, he is just coming and trembling and falling down before Paul and Silas. And he's looking for absolution in his own life. And all of a sudden, they say, because you believe, I'm going to touch your house. Come on, what's your house? Your house is your sphere of influence because of Jesus Christ. That's your house. Your house is everywhere God has gave you authority. Your house is your family. But your house is also those you work with. Your house is also those in your community. Your house is where God has gave you influence. Where He has gave you the very highlight of the Holy Spirit upon your life. That's your realm. That's your sphere. Amen? And so all of a sudden, we've got to change our mentality. Our mentality has been, oh, if I can just make it to heaven. No, you're going to heaven, and you're going to heaven in power. You're going to heaven in glory, but you're going to take people with you. Amen? Because it's ordained. It's authorized. It's the will of God for you and I to be in the place and the position that as we praise God, the prison doors are going to be open because the very prison itself is going to be shaken off what it's founded on. What's it founded on? On lies. Lies is the only thing, that if we believe them, that can have power in our life that otherwise have no substance. See, the devil, every one of us in here, if you'd be honest with me, has said, so-and-so will never be saved. But God says, really? If God can save me and you, He can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. Amen? All right. Now, notice what happens. I know you know the story, but it says in verse 32, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. Oh, this makes me want to run. Hallelujah. I want you to know the revelation that you have of Jesus Christ, it is not limited to your life. It's not limited to my life. See, the devil wants to say, well, you've prayed a certain amount. You've sought the Lord in a certain way. And you've built yourself up in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit and all those things. That's for you. No, it's for you to give out. It's to flow out of your life into your house. Into your house. Notice that they brought the word and the word came to the whole house because the man fell down in fear and trembling. Because the man responded to praise. Glory. Come on, you're responding to praise tonight. You're responding to the reality of who Jesus Christ is versus the facts of your situation, the facts of your life. And because you're doing that, you have the assurance, Lord, what I'm feeling, my house is feeling. Come on now. I need to know this. I need to believe it. I need to trust God in it. I need to know that the Holy Spirit can bring the same revelation to those I'm believing for. That I'm trusting to that they will be saved. Amen. God will do it. And so here we are. We're in the place where we're starting to have our faith built. We're starting to feel this in our spirit. We're starting to see the very Spirit reach out of our house and bring revelation and bring understanding. Come on now, you got to be able to see by the eyes of the Spirit tonight and trust what God's wanting to do. We know the story here. It says that his whole house were saved. But I want us to look at some things. I want you to see some benefits. Luke chapter 4, verse 38. Luke 4 and 38. It says, and he arose out of the synagogue, this is talking about Jesus, and entered into Simon's house. Come on now. When Jesus leaves the church house and goes into your house, Simon means what? Means hearing. So when you're willing to hear what God has to say, the word don't stay here. The word goes in your heart. It goes in your house. In your house. Amen? And he arose out of the synagogue, and he entered into Simon's house. And notice, Everywhere there's a need in the house, Jesus responds. And Simon's wife's mother, his mother-in-law, was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. Now think about this, because Simon was in the place where he was hearing. He was hearing what Jesus was having to say. He was hearing the promise of God, the plan of God. He was believing everything that Jesus was preaching. Tonight, you and I, we can't let anything move us away from what this word says, no matter what it looks like. Now, somebody's discouraged in here tonight. You're like I was about a situation. Don't be discouraged about the seed you've sowed. Don't be discouraged. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, don't be weary. Don't be weary, because in due season, you're going to reap what you sowed. Amen. You're going to, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep trusting God. And if you're praying for them, keep praying. Don't let anything stop it. If you're witnessing to them, keep witnessing. Whatever it is, unless God tells you to do something different, don't change your method. Amen. See, I almost changed my method. Like our brother said, the keys are my authority. I almost laid the keys down. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. Verse 39, and he, Jesus, stood over her. Jesus stood over her because they prayed. Remember, praying in faith is praise. So they're just like Paul and Silas. They're bringing praise, and Jesus stood over them. Now, what does that mean? That means that his eye is upon them. And everywhere the eye of the Lord is favor. Yes. Now, where Jesus stood, there's a shadow. Remember when Peter would walk down the street in Acts chapter 5, when that shadow would go on people?
Right. Yes.
Glory. So he's standing over her. You tonight, by the Spirit of God, I want you to, Holy Spirit, help us. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to see the Spirit of God reflecting Jesus over these that we're believing for. Help us to see the shadow upon them. Open up our spiritual eyes to see it, where we can praise you for it, whether we see in the natural anything yet, but we see it in the Spirit, Father. Let it be in Jesus' name. And notice, and he stood over her, and he rebuked the fever. Jesus is wanting to speak the word that is needed. Now, I want you to think about the power of the name of Jesus. See, so many times we pray for things, but we need to speak to things. Some things we don't need to pray about. We just need to use the authority. Jesus said, all power and authority has been given unto me. But he said, I delegate it to my church. So Jesus didn't pray for the fever. He spoke to it. So there may be a spirit that is, this fever here, this is a spirit. This is not, this is a death. This fever here is not an ordinary fever. It's not a fever in the medical sense. It's a fever of a hindering spirit. And he spoke to that fever, and he rebuked it. So there may be some kind of situation that you and I need to see that in our house we have authority, and we need to speak over that. But only you and you, only you can know as you yield to the Spirit, amen, as you trust him. But Jesus stood over her, and he rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Oh, this excites me. I want you to know tonight that you and I, we're going to see those that we've been praying for, we've been witnessing to. We're going to see them walking hand in hand with us. We're going to see them ministering the same gospel that we've been ministering. We're going to see them working, and they're going to be a blessing to you. They're going to be a blessing to God. They're going to be a blessing to the whole body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And so what I've got to do, I've got to say, I've got to stop cursing them. See, we can either speak a word blessing over them, or we can speak a word curse over them. If I keep saying, oh, they're going to always be this way. They're going to always do this. They're going to always say this. What am I doing? I'm putting a limitation on them. No, you and I say, by the grace of God, by the blessing of the Lord, by the truth being ministered by the Holy Spirit, they're going to be made free. They're going to walk in a new place. Amen? All of these things, this is where we're standing. This is what we're believing for. And it's going to bring a blessing to the whole body. But let's go to the next chapter. Luke chapter 5. Now, when Jesus brings people in, things happen. Luke chapter 5, verse 27. Luke 5:27. And after these things, Jesus went forth, and he saw a publican. Think about that now. Jesus, he's looking. He's going to and fro, seeking who might be saved. Jesus is going where the action is. Come on, the person you're believing for, the person I'm believing for, come on, they need the action of the Lord in their life. Jesus knows right where they're at, and he's going to get to them right at the right time. Amen? And after these things, he went forth and he saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, follow me. See, the words of the Lord, when it hits the heart that has been opened by words that you're sowing under the anointing, faith, then they can hear what Jesus is saying. They can see where they've been walking, who they've been following, because they'll never know to follow Jesus until they've seen that they've been following the devil. Come on, it's the same way with every one of us. I didn't know where to look to till I saw where I was looking at. And when I saw where I was looking at, I saw the truth of what I had, and I saw who I could have. Amen? And he left all, and he rose up, and he followed him because he heard this word. Now, notice what happens. Remember we talked about that they become a blessing? Here's what's going to happen. Verse 29. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house. In his own house. We've got to start believing that these people that we're believing for, that we've been praying for, that we're witnessing to, that out of their life can come a blessing that will reach those people that they've been around. Come on, those people are not lost and undone forever. They're going to be saved, and they're going to be saved for the glory of God to reach those that they've been in contact with. Come on, now look what happens. He made a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. See, the devil says, oh, the lifestyle that they had, they can never be delivered from. They can never be saved. No, the lifestyle that they have had is going to be the witness of the power of the glory of Jesus Christ. And it's going to come out of their life, and it's going to touch those people that once was in prison with them and bring them out of a place of prison cell to a place of praise. Amen? The devil is defeated tonight in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand to heaven and put God in the proper place. God, we worship you. We honor you. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you that you're the God that is more than enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Put the devil on notice. Come on. Devil, in the name of Jesus, you went as far as you can go. You've done as much as you can do in Jesus' name. My God is on the scene now. Hallelujah. My God is the one that is going to shake your prison cell. Come on now. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, can you imagine, can you just see that verse? Let that verse soak into your heart just for a minute. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with him. I want you to see that. I want you to just let that burn inside of you to give you hope of the power of everything that they've been through. It's going to be a light. It's going to be a revelation of the power and the promise of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians, they sang this in the song while ago. Brother Corey was talking about this verse. And this is where I want you to stand on tonight. Philippians 1, 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he which begun a good work in you. How many's got a good work in you? Come on. Woo! He started a good work. Now, he started a good work in the jailer's house. by starting with the jailer. And it went from the jailer to his whole house. His whole house. Come on now, we got to see it. We got to believe it. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, let's don't limit the Lord and say, oh, well, at the sounding of the trumpet, maybe this will happen or maybe that will happen. That this is the day that the Lord has made. Now, you have confidence that all things are going to be fulfilled at the sounding of the trumpet. I'm not saying that. But we need to see that every day is the day of the Lord. We need to see that every day with the Lord, that impossible becomes possible. Don and I got a prophetic word before we come to church. And the prophet said, get ready. Get ready for the impossible to become possible. Get ready. In other words, if you'll just believe what Jesus said, we take it back to Scripture. Jesus said, with men it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you. We worship you. We honor you. We thank you, Lord, for the power of your word. We thank you that even though mistakes was made, Cephas, he made a mistake and he didn't do what you told him to do. But there's somebody here that may have made a mistake, and they're allowing that mistake to feel like it's going to be a limitation. But you sent someone to Peter. You said, go tell the disciples and Peter. And then you went to Peter right there on that seashore, and you brought restoration. And you allowed him to know what you was going to do in his life and through his life. So whether we've made a mistake or not, it doesn't matter. What the reality is that you're the God that has promised to complete the work that you started. You've started a work in everyone here. The work of salvation. The work of sanctification. And Lord, you're going to complete it. But you saved us. And that means our household is coming in. Regardless of what the devil says. Regardless of what the facts are. You're the God that puts the pieces together. Help us, Lord. Help us to believe because you said it. Help us to see what your word has promised and let us speak it out in praise, Father. We ask you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Would you come? Would you come and bring that situation, that circumstance, bring it to this altar? Would you come and just start praising God for it? Would you come and start speaking the name of Jesus over any lie, anything that is a fact in the world, and speak the truth of the Word of God over that person, over those individuals, whoever it might be, whatever is working in your life that's a fact of the world and not the truth of the Word? Would you come and make yourself an altar? Hallelujah. I'm going to, because I know. Standing right there, that's what I heard from the Lord. This is what he said to do, and that's what I'm going to do. And I encourage you, I admonish you to do the same. Hallelujah. We're going to see great things happen.